This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the program here. You can join us. What you want. In the studio tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We're going to continue here. You can, as I say, bring up anything that's on your mind. We originally were talking about the spending bill, this COVID bailout part two.
How many people is the COVID operation going to kill? How many people do you think it's killed so far?
I don't know what you mean by the COVID operation. What do you mean by
that? Well, the fake pandemic. The how many suicides have they caused? How many murders have they caused? How many overdoses have they caused?
Quite a few.
Yeah. How many losses of businesses? How much damage to property have they caused? How much of our property have they stolen for themselves?
Yeah. I don't know. A lot.
It's important questions to consider.
Yeah, no doubt. But if you want to go and get revenge on somebody, which I don't suggest that you do, I would hope that you would get revenge on the people that actually did the damage rather than the neighbors.
Well, the question is, what was the purpose of the organization?
I don't care what they were trying to do, Chris. They set off a effing bomb in a city street, and they destroyed people's property, and you're just blowing it off like it doesn't mean anything.
Well, it certainly means something.
Yeah, it would mean something to you.
It
doesn't look good
as far as the entire floor of your apartment flooded. When you've got water coming down from the ceiling because the pipes burst because of the blast radius that you
were in. It looked
like
it was a poor choice of targets. I'll give you that.
Okay.
But we don't know what the target was.
Well, we don't,
it doesn't matter
sure,
what the target was because people sure got their property damaged in this, and you don't care about that.
Well, I don't care about
it
that.
It wasn't your house.
Depending on what the what was the objective of the strike, that we don't know. Was the objective of the strike a CIA lab? Was it the place where they coordinated Epstein's operation?
What would it matter?
Was it, why would it matter?
Yeah. Why would it matter?
Because if you take out five people in the process of killing somebody who will kill 100 tomorrow, then you've saved 95 lives.
So you believe.
Yes, so you believe.
But then you're just as bad as the state.
Because they're doing it because they're greedy, and you're doing it to stop them from doing it.
We can agree on this wasn't the optimal way to go about...
Maybe it was. Yeah. What was the objective?
I could be wrong, too. I could be wrong about this, but I don't think this was the optimal way to go about trying to do, a defensive action against... a defensive action with the government being the attacker. I don't think this was the best solution.
Well,
I think we can all agree on that.
Contrary to popular belief, there are actually very few problems in life that are best solved with pry explosive.
Right.
But they do exist, and they tend
Absolutely.
To be of the pernicious variety when and where they do exist.
603-283-6160. Let's go to the phones here. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, I obviously have the screener. Well, anyway, I'm calling about them. I read an article in the local little paper here, and it mentions that a snow leopard in zoo catches COVID virus, which I think is a bunch of bull.
You said it mentions a snow leopard catching COVID?
Yeah, they blame it on an asymptomatic staff member. Anybody knows that they feed these animals from the slaughterhouse, and that's where the disease is coming from.
Well, any snow leopard entering my place of business is just going to have to wear a mask.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't believe in all this mask junk. I've got message board out front that says, like Ernie said, Face of Liberty wears no mask, vaccinehoax.com, civil disobedience and all this stuff. It's how to get people to give up all this stuff, but they won't let you out.
Yeah, my special delivery instructions on my Domino's account say, I'm not scared of you, and I don't need to see you in a mask.
What was your name, ma'am? I'm sorry. Yeah, we didn't get a chance to screen you before I put you on.
Jean from Kentucky.
Jean?
Yes.
Jean, what do you think about this bombing in Nashville?
Well, I'm not sure, but probably trying to get rid of people's landlines.
You think they're trying to get rid of landlines?
Everybody on cell phones that can track you.
Well, that's an interesting theory. Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. So there you go, bombing AT&T to get rid of landlines.
Look, man,
AT&T is a pretty large mobile carrier.
I have to say,
as well.
There's all types, right? And the reasons for this, they have be absolutely off the wall crazy.
Oh yeah,
it's certainly possible.
You know, unless they can offer me a pretty damn good explanation, I'm going to have a hard time being down with what happened.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But there are circumstances under which I'd say,
right. And I'm the same way. It's like, it sounds like an unfortunate situation. It probably shouldn't have happened, but, you know.
Even if it was an AT&T server room for the evil CIA or something like that, you would say it still shouldn't have happened?
Well, that depends on what they were doing, doesn't it? What was their death toll?
You know, I mean, if that's what's enabling the government to come and kill me, I think I'm going to be in my right mind to take it out.
Is that what's enabling the government to come and kill you?
It's part of the infrastructure that's assisting them, sure.
I don't know how they do it.
I think they know where you live without having to have a server room.
Well, I mean, sure, but
they can just follow you home.
Whether or not, if they're going to take me out with they're probably not going to take me out with a missile, but the point is, if it was a country type of scenario, then yeah, and they might.
603-283-6160. If you want to jump in here, you're welcome to join us. So I don't know if there's anything else to say about this particular issue. I want to go back to the original one that we started the show with here, which was about the new spending bill that had all manner of restrictions imposed by the federal government on e-cigarette sellers online, where they would then amend the Jenkins Act of 1949, which requires vendors who sell cigarettes to customers in other states to register with the tax administrators in those states and notify them of all sales so they can collect taxes that the buyers are supposedly obligated to pay.
Make tax collectors birds again.
In 2002, the General Accounting Office found the online cigarette sellers routinely flouted the Jenkins Act, and the federal government had done virtually nothing to enforce it. 9 years later, Congress amended that law, beefing up its reporting requirements and extending it to cover roll-your-own tobacco. The Feinstein bill further expands the Jenkins Act, redefining the word cigarette to include electronic nicotine delivery systems.
Because it's much easier to just change the meanings of words than to, actually come up with justifications for your policy.
Well, that's what they do. They're government, so they change meanings of words. That's how legalese works.
Yep,
so
they redefine stuff.
So, how many people die because of this bill? How many people end up... it's a good question.
Even Chris is rolling his eyes now at this.
it doesn't seem unlikely to me. If I had not had easy access to vapes, I might be dead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would be.
Suggesting here? Why do you ask that? Why are you asking that question?
Well, because it's an important question to consider. You know, how many people will die as a result of your actions or your lack thereof?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not going to consider that.
No, they're not going to consider it because they don't care.
They don't care.
No, they
exactly.
Don't.
So, according to the story here, they again found that the, they redefined it to mean electronic nicotine delivery systems, which are obviously not cigarettes, but that's the way the law works. It's also counterintuitively defines electronic nicotine delivery system to include products that do not deliver nicotine. Quote, any electronic device that, through an aerosolized solution, delivers nicotine, flavor, or any other substance to the user inhaling from the device.
Does that mean, like, those little Pez dispensers are now illegal to ship in the mail?
Those aren't aerosolized.
Oh, okay. It has to be aerosolized.
But Cheese Whiz is toast.
Oh, you're right.
With that, is that aerosolized?
Yeah,
it's aerosolized. Whipped cream, too.
That's what the title of the story should have been. They outlawed it rather than
cream.
This. They outlawed, yeah.
Well, they haven't outlawed it. They're just going to tax it.
Tax it, okay.
The number here is 603.
Well, I'll be as happy to evade those taxes as I am to evade any other tax because evil people don't get my money.
So that would include, presumably, any kind of... cannabis vaping equipment.
Oh, yeah.
In this particular case. Or anything that might, like, be essential oils, right? Like, don't they have oil vaporizers for your house, yeah. That sort of thing?
Maybe your grandmother's Vicks inhaler.
What about those machines that put water into the air? Mm-hmm. That would be a vaporizer.
Humidifiers?
Right? Yeah, humidifiers.
I'm sure you'll be able to get it with a prescription. Just pay the doctor a couple $100.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Porchat, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before. DINOVITE.com. Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Yes, Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The latest about the Liberty Radio Network via our email updates at updates.lrn.fm. That's updates.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want here. Our number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live brought to you by Divvy. Bitcoin City is a cryptocurrency that makes it super easy to run a masternode. You can learn about how you go about doing that. It's like just a matter of a few clicks once you get the Divi full node installed on your system. Go to diviproject.org and you can learn more about that. That's diviproject.org. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian. Oops, sorry, nobody. I'm really bad with this tonight. Try
nobody's microphone.
I didn't know how angry you were at us. And Chris.
I wouldn't say I'm angry. I'm just surprised. I'm surprised to hear, you know, libertarians who normally, you know, they hold private property in high esteem just kind of blowing it off. As though it didn't really mean that much because somebody might have wanted to blow some AT&T building up.
In peacetime, nothing so becomes a man as modesty and humility. But when the winds of war blow and blow on in thy ear, then imitate the action of the tiger.
Okay. 603-283-6160. Sounds like a lot of justification for destroying private property to me, but we go on here with...
I haven't justified anything.
That depends.
No, he wasn't.
All I've said is, I don't know.
Okay.
And I'm not going to know until I know.
Mm-hmm. And you have no feelings until you know?
I have plenty of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be reserved.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly. Oh. So we were talking about the restrictions on vaporizers. According to the Reason.com piece here, we've got the new bill that they're trying to pass with the spending and COVID-19 bailouts, which will also include all manner of new restrictions on things like selling e-cigarettes online. They're redefining the term cigarette to include electronic nicotine delivery systems. And that also includes products that do not deliver nicotine. Including
how familiar words developed new meanings.
Including any electronic device that, through an aerosolized solution, delivers nicotine flavor or any other substance to the user inhaling from the device.
Oh, so a nicotine delivery distribution system is anything that distributes anything.
I mean, so I have a question then. If I inhale, like, canned air, right, that would be an aerosol, correct?
Yeah, I mean, and you can. You can go to an oxygen bar in Japan and pay good money.
Is that...
They have those in the U.S.
Is that
going
to be taxed?
Yeah, that would probably...
I mean, or is it only...
That should be taxed if they're going to be consistent.
Is it only going to be if it's for a particular intended purpose?
Have to have anything to do with nicotine. They just have to be able to lie and call it a nicotine delivery system. And they can lie about anything.
Wait, did it say it had to have nicotine in it?
No.
No, it doesn't. So it's just
any electronic device. So it's saying electronic.
Oh, come on.
So,
why would a nicotine delivery system be required
to deliver
nicotine?
What's the definition of device?
That's silly.
What's the definition of device in this context?
Well, it says electronic, so it wouldn't include a compressed air.
Well, depending on what they consider to be an electronic device, depending on how that, if they redefine words.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it may or may not be.
Well, most canned air I've seen is just a... You know, pressurized canister.
Probably right.
Release on it. But anything that includes it included e-cigarettes, e-hookahs, e-cigars, electronic pipes, vape pens, refillable vaporizers, plus, quote, any component, liquid part, or accessory used with those devices, whether shipped together with them or sold separately. So, in other words, every product related to vaping, whether nicotine, THC, CBD, lavender, or anything else, will now be subject to the Jenkins Act's burdensome requirements.
If it's got dual purposes, then
they don't care. They still want to steal your money.
They want tax. So there's got to be. There's probably lots of products that have dual purposes.
It's like asking if the burglar really needed your TV for the reason he said he needed it. Probably not. He's a burglar. He's a thief.
Yeah.
He steals because he can steal.
So it sounds like they're also going to be defining the e-liquid itself as a cigarette, according to the bill, including
what?
So they're going to tax. Not only the device, but also the liquid that goes into the device.
Not if you buy it over the dark web, they're not.
I mean, okay, and what if you... So there's, like, if you sell the components separately, right? Like, there's components that go into it, and they have multiple use cases, from what I understand. If they're separate components that they're sold liquid-wise, and you have to put them together yourself, is that taxed? Or is it not taxed?
It sounds like they're just going to tax every piece. And
because if they're taxing everything. That, they're going to have an effect on other industries that have nothing to do with smoking.
Well, yeah,
they
can get more money that way.
Feinstein's bill also requires the U.S. Postal Service to clarify that the ban on mailing cigarettes covers all those products which are not actually cigarettes and may not even have anything to do with nicotine. The new ban, disingenuously presented as a clarification of the existing ban, will take effect within 120 days of the bill's passage. These reality-defying redefinitions ostensibly are aimed at preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under than 21 or younger than the age of 21.
That has nothing to do with that.
Right. I don't see garbage. How it does anything here.
It has no effect because you can order something from overseas.
The minimum age set by federal law, quote, buying e-cigarettes online is one of the easiest ways for children and teens to get their hands on these harmful products, she said when she introduced the bill.
Way easier than buying them from the guy next door.
Yeah, and it's not like you couldn't get this stuff in the 90s before the internet anyway. I mean, it, like, as a
Well, you couldn't
juvenile,
get the vapes. You had to do cigarettes.
Vapes didn't exist
in the
90s.
But the point that I'm making is, you know, I remember being able to get cigarettes before the internet. It's not like kids can't get these things, regardless of whether you ban it online sales or don't.
They don't mean to stop the kids.
Local sales, for that matter.
No, all they want to do is steal your money. That's all they care about. Everything else is a lie.
Yeah, they just keep talking about children as though this has some sort of an effect on children, and it doesn't. Feinstein.
Well, it makes them poorer, you know, if their parents are paying more.
It makes us all poorer.
Sure.
Yeah.
The new bill, burdens and restrictions go far beyond what's necessary to enforce the minimum purchase age, requiring.
Nothing is necessary to enforce that.
Yeah, I'm surprised Reason put that in there.
If they wanted to enforce an age, all they have to do is require you, when you mail something, to check the box that says over 21 on it.
Signature
required over 21, and that would have solved the problem. There's no taxation required. Yeah.
Requiring robust age verification for orders or an adult signature for deliveries, for example, would prevent sales to consumers younger than 21 without the expensive disruptions this law will cause.
Exactly.
Apparently you wrote this article.
I didn't. I never read it even.
Somebody who was channeling you.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160, quote, this is from Gregory Connolly, the president of the American Vaping Association. He says, while there's no shortage of talk in Congress about the importance of small business and social distancing, the decision is to shove this ban in the middle of a pandemic relief package reveals how hollow that rhetoric is, he said.
And how hollow the need for pandemic relief is.
He said further, many Americans at risk of COVID-19 complications have been staying home and ordering their supplies online, but Congress just decided that they should either pay much more for shipping or go to a retail store that may not stock the product that they use to stay off of deadly cigarettes.
And it better be one of the big stores run by their rich friends that they're making richer, not the little stores run by the little people who they're driving out of business.
Right, because those are non-essential.
Of course.
Little shops are non-essential.
If you're not donating money to my campaign, then your business is non-essential.
Yep.
Yeah, non-essential to me.
That's what it's come down to, and they are running the little guys out of business. That seems to be the goal of this entire situation, is to put more money in the hands of the mega corporations and take it out of the hands of the little businesses.
Yeah,
and that
free
means
market.
A lot of people are going to die.
We don't have a free market. It's a so-called free market.
Yeah, it's not even close. There's more about this, though. What's going on with the federal vaping restrictions, taxation, bans? It's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Maxwell, the runaway, the rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody says,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10, and the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. An RV exploded in downtown Nashville on Christmas morning. A message blared that a bomb would detonate in 15 minutes. Police evacuated buildings and called in the bomb squad. Three people were wounded in the blast that decimated most of the neighborhood.
Initial evidence does show that the early morning explosion was a deliberate bomb being set off in our community. And the blast caused injuries and catastrophic damage to this very historic part of Nashville.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper says they're not going to rest until those responsible are brought to justice and downtown Nashville will rebuild. This just in, health authorities in France have confirmed the country's first case of the new strain of coronavirus. A man from England who arrived in France last week has tested positive. The new strain has prompted strict lockdowns in Britain and travel restrictions worldwide. This is USA Radio News. A wildfire has burned more than 4,200 acres around the Camp Pendleton Marine Corps base in northern San Diego County. 7,000 residents were evacuated early on Christmas Eve as the Santa Ana winds pushed flames closer to homes. San Diego County Sheriff's deputies went door-to-door early Christmas Eve evacuating folks. This woman tells Fox 5 San Diego.
We had warnings come through our phone starting at 11:30, and at 4 a.m. we got knocks on our door telling us it was a mandatory evacuation.
Evacuees were able to return late last night just in time for Christmas. Southern California Edison shut off power to more than 19,000 customers to prevent additional fires from sparking. San Diego Gas and Electric shut off another 7,000. A boat that was overloaded and in poor shape sank with more than 30 people on board off the coast of Tunisia, killing at least 20 of them, including four pregnant women. At least 13 others are still missing. Four migrants were rescued. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Visit the Liberty Radio Network program guide to find out at shows.lrn.fm. That's shows.lrn.fm.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, or you can enjoy the features on the site. Head over there and enjoy those on us. They are free, so please go to freetalklive.com. Again, 603-283-6160. Whether you want to comment on the new proposed, well, it's one of the thousands of pages, over 5,000 pages in this coronavirus bailout bill, this, you know, part deux, where apparently Trump may be trying to veto this thing, but they'll likely override it, in which case new regulations will go in place that'll make it more difficult than ever to sell e-cigarettes online. Because now they're going to be categorizing e-cigarettes as regular cigarettes, including all the e-juice and all the accessories that you would need to go with your e-cigarettes, and basically make it very, very difficult for these mom-and-pop operations that might be selling you one of those things over the Internet to even exist.
So, and also, they'll be continuing their tradition of classifying all humans as children, whether they're children or not.
Yeah, well, that's what the government definitely treats people like. And, you know, some people appear to actually want to be treated as though they're children. But for the rest of us who don't, we're all stuck with this crappy system. So if you want to comment, join us here at 603-283-6160. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, on the bombing. But first of all, a comment on your vaping. I think it might be helpful to take the definition of aerosol and the definition of vapor and compare it to the definition of a gas, for instance, a can of canned air, notwithstanding whatever added propellants might be in there. Well, let's just assume it's just plain compressed air, which it's probably not. But if it is, then that's just a gas. There's no vapor and no aerosol, to my understanding of the definition of aerosol, involved. And I don't know how that compares to the law as it's written, but it's just something I picked up on.
What you just said.
What?
I did not comprehend that. Was that just me?
I didn't understand it either.
He's talking about aerosolizing things.
Yeah, there's the word aerosol has a certain definition, and he's just saying that it doesn't apply to.
Well, canned air normally does have a propellant in it, though.
Right.
I'm not entirely sure either, but.
If you compress air and you ignore the fact that there's contaminants in air, air is just nitrogen and oxygen, carbon dioxide. Those are all gases. There's no vapor involved until you introduce water vapor. But if you just talk about the nitrogen, carbon dioxide, oxygen, the basics of what you need to breathe and eliminate the moisture and such, then there's no aerosol and no vapor involved. It's just gases that are compressed. But anyway, I was calling about the bombing, and first of all, we don't know, like you were alluding to, nobody, we don't know what their intent was. We don't know what their motive was. We don't know what their goals are. So you have to just sit back and wait. It appears, obviously, it's an illegal act until we get the declared intent and motive, which is how they got the horse ahead of the cart a little bit. The other night, I believe it was last night, you had somebody in your state delivering a declaration, and that's what's missing. If you need to give a declaration before you blow something up, and you also need to exhaust other remedies, and a bomb is typically could be classified as remedy of last resort, and so we don't know what their motive is, we don't know what their intent is,
it would be interesting to if they have actually some sort of video that they're publishing or published somewhere or whatever to try to at least explain what exactly they were attempting to do. There is another story here that says there were some issues with AT&T's wireless and internet service. Widespread 911 issues were also reported on Friday, that's today, for hours following a massive explosion in downtown Nashville. AT&T internet and phone service were disrupted at about noon on Friday. But didn't this explosion happen at like 4 or 5 in the morning? So why would it,
maybe there was redundancy. The redundancy solved the problem temporarily, but they had to redirect in order to retain the redundancy, because if the other building collapsed, then they would have no service at all.
You might have enough redundancy at 4 o'clock in the morning when nobody's using the system, but at noon when everybody's using the system, you might not have enough capacity to do
partial redundancy then. It's not full redundancy.
Right, but my point is that you need to, if you're going to do something like this, once again, you need to exhaust other remedies first. Maybe they have, but we don't know that because they gave us no declaration like your friend did yesterday.
Maybe they did give us a declaration. Certainly, the government would do everything it could to suppress such a declaration if it existed.
And here's the problem. Whenever you read stories about, particularly people who did bad things, they never tell you what those what those intentions or what the motivations were or
sometimes
why the person did. Almost never.
Yeah.
Almost never.
Sometimes.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it's very
rare.
They
do it only if it suits their narrative.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about Martin Luther?
Martin Luther
Which
King?
One? The one that nailed the proclamation for church doors?
Yeah.
The
95... The 95 theses nailed to the door as a declaration.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I deplore the damage to the door, but,
he wasn't tearing down,
because
he wasn't
just
damaging
promoting
the
one
door.
Sort of madness over another.
He wasn't damaging the door, he was kicking down the Catholic Church.
Yeah, well, and certainly there's there's always fun to be had in that.
Wasn't he building up his own church, though?
Well, that was just a result, and his intent was just to call the Catholic Church on the carpet for things that he believed were not basically not godly, not biblical. You know, calling them out on their BS is what he was doing. He wasn't the unintended result was that a new church came out of it. It wasn't his intent to do that. He wanted to remain in the church that he'd always been in, but he couldn't tolerate it the way it was.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. AT&T did confirm, so here you go, Chris.
Okay.
AT&T spokesperson confirmed the outage was linked to the explosion. They say that service for some customers in Nashville and the surrounding areas may be affected by damage to our facilities from the explosion this morning. We are in contact with law enforcement and working as quickly and safely as possible, blah, blah, blah. So there you
go. Now, what would be interesting would have been if there had been a nationwide outage of 911 service, then that would tell me that that office was a place where they were intercepting that stuff for whatever nefarious reason. Mm-hmm. But that's not,
yeah,
that doesn't appear. Well, I don't know if it happened because, of course, they wouldn't tell us the truth if it did.
It usually takes somebody who's not all there in order to initiate these sorts of actions. So, there's a sad, component to these sorts of situations oftentimes, and
like the fact that people had their homes destroyed by this, just to interrupt somebody's phone calls.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that is sad, though.
It's sad. Yes, but
you can see that's a sad thing.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, if you're going to be going to war against the government, I don't blame you for being frustrated. I don't support violence. I don't think it's a solution. But, man,
no, it's not.
Target the right places.
I agree.
Go after the police. Go after, the government bureaucrats specifically.
There is certainly, it's easy to say, right? Like, and there's targets that I certainly would have picked over that. Like, you could cut wires for fiber optic cables running across the country.
Without destroying somebody's house.
Right, exactly.
Maybe the problem was that the government was trying to assassinate him, and that was the easiest way for him to assassinate the assassin.
You don't assassinate the assassins if you blow up a truck in a street.
Might if you happen to blow one up in the process.
Certainly that got more media attention than a cut wire would.
But it had a note.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Shows are streamed on DLive. Please follow and share at DLive.LRN.FM. That's DLive.LRN.FM.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course, the phones are open as always here. Christmas Day, we'll take your calls, your thoughts. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Thank you to Roscoe S., who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Roscoe contributing $5 a month to the AMP program. You can do that, too, if you appreciate the work that we do here. Hosts on the show don't always agree, but at least we can have interesting discussions, and you get to decide what you think about what's being said here. Definitely prefer it, though, when you weigh in and join the show. But, again, thanks to Roscoe S. over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up for that. That's ampamp.freetalklive.com. One thing's for sure, you're not going to hear this conversation that we had tonight anywhere else.
Oh, no.
That is not happening. So feel free to join the AMP program if you appreciate the work we do. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here, and then we're going to go into a bit of a different story about the Salvation Army now taking cryptocurrency.
About time.
Yeah, let's
Although,
go.
I'm not sure I'd want to donate to them, but
apparently God didn't see crypto coming.
Yeah.
Go into your calls and thoughts here. Joe in Maryland, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Ian, Nobody, and Chris? I just called to say Merry Christmas. And
thanks.
Love to listen to the show, and I'm really appreciative that you guys are working on Christmas on the air tonight.
Well,
thanks a lot, bro. Have a cool Yule.
Well, it is radio, so it's not like real work.
That's well, funny. You guys are still on. I'm really
real work is coding to this.
Yeah.
Joe, was there anything else you wanted to comment on tonight, or were you just, you know, calling to say Merry Christmas?
Not calling to say Merry Christmas, lightening up a bit, and, you know, I'm really appreciative. I enjoy the show, and I'm appreciative of you guys working 7 days a week.
Thanks, man. We're happy to be here for you.
Okay,
and, appreciate
God bless you.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Peace, spot, and peanut butter.
So, yeah, Salvation Army, you know, if you haven't started taking cryptocurrency at your business yet, you just got left behind in the dust by an old charity. Like, the Salvation Army's been around for a long time.
It's the song of the Salvation Army.
You know, honestly, usually
away with rum by gum.
Wow.
If I'm going to make a donation, it's more likely going to happen if you guys accept cryptocurrency. I'm not going to spend time entering my credit card information for, and maybe I will in a rare case, but honestly, most of the places I'm willing to donate, I actually already take crypto.
I mean, so. There's no doubt Salvation Army is a religious organization. So, I mean, if you're a totally a religious, anti-religious person, you probably don't want to donate to them. That said...
But then you probably don't want to listen to a radio show run by a church.
Maybe so. I mean, we certainly don't advertise that publicly in all instances.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
It's not a secret. I mean, this is a show run by a church, but it's an interfaith church. It's not your typical... it's not your typical church.
It may give you the wrong impressions too, just the way it's described.
Right. To just say it's a church, you might. Yeah. I don't want to jump to conclusions about us over that.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, if you say church and people just assume it's a Christian church, then I would say that would be jumping to conclusions.
Now, if I'm not mistaken,
many, many faces.
The church accepts atheists, correct?
Oh, yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, anybody can be a member of the church. There's no centralized control over who's a member in the church. What there is with the Shire Free Church is each individual who would describe themselves as a minister gets to determine who they recognize as a co-minister in that particular case, because there's no set of elders who decides, you can be or you can't be a minister. It's each one makes those decisions for themselves. But the Salvation Army is a Christian church, and, to their credit, they do some good work. I mean, they do actually help people that are in need of, some assistance if they're homeless, for instance. So they do a lot of good work for people, even though they obviously have their Christian viewpoint.
Shouldn't they just build a golden throne that they can sit on while they preach to people about how they should be good to the poor? Seems to be working for the Catholics.
You know, what's interesting actually about the particular organization is that they actually have a lot of resources to do the things that they do, and there's so many other organizations out there, and that's it's actually interesting because I'm not against what they do, but what I've come to recognize, and I've recognized this for actually 9/11 was probably the first time, but most of the organizations, like, that's who you think of when you think of charity.
Salvation Army?
Yeah. And usually what happens is in times of
Well, that's because they're present in people's lives.
Absolutely.
Right? So, like, they've got the bell ringers outside of the stores.
Sure.
I presume. I don't know if they're doing that this year.
The problem is that in times of chaos, effectively, people tend to donate to them, and it ends up having a negative impact on other very worthwhile charities.
Well, as Gene the Christian Anarchist points out in our chat room, he says, put something like 95% of their donations into the hands of the needy. So
they actually have a very good reputation for efficiency.
I wasn't trying to criticize them or anything. Yeah. I was actually just trying to point out that there's actually a lot of other charities that effectively get undermined in the time of, at certain points, because they're just so, this particular charity is so well known. And then actually the things that people actually criticize them for, have been, like, for example, during 9/11, people thought they were donating to 9/11, and they were donating to them, and the money wasn't going there. Most of it.
When you say they were donating to 9/11, you mean like the victims?
No, they were donating to this charity, but they thought the money was going to 9/11 when it wasn't.
When you say going to 9/11, you mean the victims?
Yeah. So people got upset.
Oh, I thought they were chipping in to pay for 9/11 to do the right thing.
Oh, no, it's a charity. Oh. I mean, okay, I guess there's charities that do chip in.
Yeah, I guess that was more of a tax
for what you would call terrorism, I guess, but I don't know.
Salvation Army, by the way, is more than a century old. It was founded in 1865, so it's coming up on, a century and a half, basically, at this point. They are an international charity known for their network of thrift stores. Funds collected go towards its emergency relief efforts and ongoing programs such as shelters and hospitals. Coindesk.com is reporting that as of Thursday, they've partnered with a cryptocurrency giving platform called Engiven, Engiven. When making a donation, if a zip code is provided, the crypto will then go toward financing the donor's local Salvation Army program. So you can actually target your donation. You don't have to just give to the nationwide group. You can say, I live here, and then they'll get the benefits from it. They say that they expect their busy period ahead and plan to serve up to 155% more people this year, with their holiday assistance making fundraising activities important. Lieutenant Colonel Kyle Smith, Salvation Army Western Secretary of Communications, says, quote, "There's no gold at the end of the rainbow, but with the rise in popularity and value of Bitcoin, it certainly could feel like it to some crypto investors," he added, saying further, "I believe the crypto community cares and could make a big difference in the Salvation Army's efforts to help those struggling in communities across our country." I just think it's interesting that, you know, there's so many businesses out there that they're not sure about crypto. They don't know if they want to take crypto. And here's this 150-year-old charity that is, you know, when you think about old companies, right, old corporations, these things don't change quickly. They don't turn on a dime. It's hard to get an institutional organization that's been around forever to do anything differently. Because, you know, the old saying is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah,
right?
You know what's kind of funny, actually, is that it takes these, you know, these huge entities, right, so long to get on board with cryptocurrency, where we see small entities hopping on board, you know, fairly quickly. Even in town, 100 Nights, you know, it's a
homeless shelter.
They even take crypto. Now, there was some help, you know, getting on board, but
I helped them with that.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of other small businesses and things like that taking cryptocurrency. And, you know, all the big ones are like slow as molasses to get on board.
It's part of the life cycle of businesses. I mean, businesses in a natural economy would not be immortal. They would start out young, they would get old, and then they would die. In most cases, you know, and they would be replaced by newer, more agile businesses, because every institution, as it grows, as it ages, will become resistant to change and will become hidebound. The people who are operating it will get old and they'll be reluctant to give up power, and corruption will become entrenched. The nice thing about the market is that old businesses can just die off. They don't last forever, and then all of that rot is returned to the economy.
To productive use.
Whereas with the government just goes on forever.
Yeah.
Until,
it gets worse.
You know,
worse.
People eventually start blowing stuff up because there's nothing else to do.
Out of time tonight, I just want to say kudos to the Salvation Army. I mean, that's great news that they are such an old organization, and they see that this is a place they need to go to continue donations coming in and empower their organization. And I hope that it sounds like they see the value in it, so I'm guessing they're going to hold on to some of this Bitcoin that they get instead of cashing it out.
I hope they do.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Check Chris out at freedomdecrypted.com. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at ForkFest.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.